This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We got in touch with Equifax today to see if maybe the CEO wanted to come on and explain how the personal data of 143 million American consumers, social security numbers, dates of birth, the really valuable stuff, how it got hacked. Here is the response we got from the company verbatim. Thank you for reaching out. We have no further information to contribute at this point other than what is in the news release. So we went to the press release, which quotes CEO Richard Smith as saying that the hack strikes at the heart of who we are and what we do. But if what you do, your core corporate competency, is gather and check our personal and confidential financial information, and it gets hacked instead, that's bad, right? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
From a crisis management standpoint, you can't sugarcoat this. The massive data breach is just awful for Equifax, at least short term, says CFRA research analyst Keith Snyder.
It makes them look very bad. And, you know, to be honest, consumer credit bureaus weren't exactly popular with customers to begin with.
Stephen Hahn Griffiths at the Reputation Institute says this is a black eye for the company.
In the same way, if a fast food outlet has food poisoning issues, or if an airline has a crash, obviously it's core to their service delivery.
Though Hahn Griffiths says it's much worse for financial companies when they're caught deceiving or cheating customers. And he says consumers are actually pretty forgiving about data hacks, perhaps because the problem seems so widespread. Peter Cohen teaches business at Babson College and predicts Equifax will recover in time.
Reputationally, it's probably not quite as bad as the one that affected Chipotle in the sense that what's happening here is not making people ill.
Also, consumers often don't choose their credit agency and might not even know it's Equifax checking their financials, says David Cass at the University of Maryland.
Consumers, the way the system is set up, do not have much choice and will sort of have to rely on them in the future.
What would be really bad for Equifax, the experts say, is if the hack turns out to be worse than first reported, or if consumers have a bad experience with the services the company offers to help with identity theft. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.